is ABC Radio Brisbane.
Okay, over the next 2 weeks, you are going to meet one of the finalists of the ABC Radio Community Spirit Awards. Actually, we're going to run you through a few of them so you get to know them, because these awards recognise those people who are really making waves in our community. And here in Australia, one of the first lessons you will receive when you're little is a swimming lesson, and this has got something very important to do with one of our finalists.
Oh, yeah, making waves, swimming lessons. I hear where you're going. Sarah Scarce wants to ensure that those who migrate to Australia get that same education on water safety so they stay safe and feel inclusion as they settle here. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
This is the ACRA English Project, which you started when?
2005, a long, long time ago.
What was the catalyst?
The catalyst was the drowning fatalities. We had just returned from China, that's Mum and I, and we couldn't help but notice that there was a lot going on in the Gold Coast, Logan and Brisbane, and we just had a little look a little bit closer and saw that a lot of them were ESL related, so English as second language. And we thought that if the status quo isn't working, maybe we could try something different with an approach that focuses on language as well as swimming. And it's gone from there.
So how do you do that? Do you start with the swimming? Do you do the swimming and the language in the water at the same time?
We've really moved towards refugees, humanitarians, entrance and new arrivals, but we have to break bread first. We have to go out to the community and form a relationship of trust with our partner organisations, and that's me bringing a plate of Lamingtons and
really?
Sitting down. It's a little bit more old school. We're not always on the social medias that that we're used to. And then we start to talk about the language there. I'll get an awareness of what the English language level is. And if we say pre-pre, that's maybe 3 new words that they could take in a day, and we work out the session that way. But obviously there's a hidden language in and around our swimming pools, and we take it for granted, and it's not until you start to break that down that you realise, language is important.
And growing up in Australia, swimming becomes a part of life, but if you're a new arrival, you're not used to that. You didn't grow up in that environment, and all of a sudden you're here, you want to be heading to the beach, it's hot, all those sorts of things. You want to instill that in your children as well. So the people that have come through your lessons, what sort of backgrounds have they been from?
Predominantly landlocked countries.
Yeah.
So Australia is a real shock. We have to talk about Australia being an island nation, and if you're placed in Logan or Brisbane or Cairns, it's highly likely you've got a swimming pool very close to you, if not in your own backyard. So we have to start the conversation there, and a lot of our adults don't actually want to swim. So just because I've got free swimming lessons doesn't mean that they want them. I call it the great sale of free swimming lessons. We really have to sell the social inclusion side, the safety for the children, the empowerment through language, the potential for employment opportunities as well. So there's a lot of selling before the actual feet get into the swimming pool.
And what changes have you noticed about, the people in your class when they've taken part?
Big changes. A lot of them come with prior trauma in the water. I remember a long time ago we used to have the boat people coming in, and you'd be very surprised. They couldn't swim. They would come into Yeronga Pool and bring the life jackets that they'd made for the boats, and they were Mount Franklin water bottles all tied together, and then they'd tie them around their waist. So there's a lot of trauma. Probably 1 in 2 now have had a prior drowning experience, either in this country or their country of origin, or they've witnessed somebody drown or have a near-drowning incident in front of them. So there's a real mental health push to this, which is why we try and focus on the adults as well, starting with that conversation and that form of empowerment.
Sarah Scarce is with you here on ABC Radio Brisbane. The ACRA English Project has been running for 16 years in 2021. How many people do you reckon you've taught to swim in that time?
Around 33,000 in southeast Queensland.
33,000?
Up to Cairns, yeah.
Wow.
A lot.
And are they still coming? Is the number increasing who want to come and see you?
Yeah. We have some of our mainstays, so our originals that keep coming back to Yeronga Pool. I say Yeronga Pool because it's our flagship. It's the first pool that gave us entry and allowed us to do our thing in the very old 25-metre pool that was down the back. And probably 44 different nationalities or cultures. They don't always have a country. Some of them are stateless. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in our groups.
It's building their confidence too, because it would be hard for them to make that first step and to sort of go somewhere they don't really know the people and, you know, to do something like this.
Yeah, that's where the social inclusion comes in. They don't have any idea about what it takes to get in. So if you ever come and see Aqua English, you'll see big blue tarpaulin bags that are being lugged around by myself or our instructors, and they're filled with donated swimwear, Islamic swimwear, culturally sensitive, speedos, shorts, you name it, to try and get everyone on a level playing field and make sure they're not swimming in jeans or inappropriate swimming attire. Caps and goggles are in the mix. Feminine hygiene products, we've got to have that chat in the water for the women.
So do you need donations of those things?
Yeah, we do. So we're always taking them because the donations don't often come back. I just let them have it. Yeah.
The Aqua English Project, if you want more detail, as you talk of it, Sarah, you have this big smile on your face. What's been the true joy in it for you?
It doesn't feel like work. It's a very empowering program to go and do in the pool. And I learn something every single day. I've either made a terrible mistake and been very genuine about it because we have a lot of different cultures. But it's a great feeling knowing that even if we've only got 4, 6, or 8 hours per person, that we're able to do something. We're able to empower mum to look after her 4 children in the water, make better decisions, use her language and communicate with the front desk and break down some of the barriers that were there beforehand.
Oh, and to see little kids learn the wonder of playing and splashing and swimming in water is a true delight as well. Sarah, thank you so much for the work you do and for telling us about it on ABC Radio Brisbane.
No worries. Thank you for having me.